Welcome to Know the Name, Know the Answers. This is your host, Sharon Lynn Wyeth, and we have a fabulous show here for you tonight because you can call in and get your name read and any questions that you would like answered. Know that all of those things that you would normally ask, I want to say, a psychic, a doctor, or whomever, right? A neighbor and stuff. There's, you know, like what's going on in this relationship? All of that is available through the name. There's very few questions that are not available through the name. So if you would like to call in and ask your question, you can call in on the number 888-627-6008. Again, it is 888-627-6008. Or you can Skype on BBS Radio. PR, P like in Peter, R like in Rich, because the answers that you get enrich your life. So any of those will work. And I am just so looking forward to hearing from you. It's an interesting week and time period that we're in. I get a lot of people with their privates that are asking about relationships between them and somebody else. And ever since February, because it takes about the first 6 weeks for me to see the patterns for the year when I'm doing everybody's name. And ever since February, I've been saying this year is all about breakups and breakthroughs. So you get to choose any relationship that is not working for you, that no longer serves you. You know, you could say, hey, this is a fine relationship. But if the universe says, hey, it no longer serves you for where you're going, it will drop out this year. The long-term relationships, relationships that you thought were really, really secure, a lot of them are breaking away. And that's why I'm calling this the year of the breakups and also the breakthroughs. Now, this is a year where you're going to get a lot of ahas. And it looks like people's names that I have been doing in the last 2 months really say that August is a fabulous month for ahas. So I would pay attention to what's happening for you this particular month. And notice if this month isn't a little bit smoother than the last 2 months. And the last 2 months, I think, pushed a lot of people's buttons and really had people guessing, you know, where are we in this relationship? How is this going? What are we doing here? You know, wait a minute, I'm getting mixed signals. You know, you're saying one thing but doing another. You know, that there's no congruence here. Or, wait a minute, I thought we were fine, and now you're saying what? You know, that type of thing. And know that you can always compare two names and then find out what's really going on. Again, if you would like to call in, the number is 888-627-6008. Same number every week. Okay, so on the other side of the breakups, and what's really hard for people with those breakups is when it happens with family or people that you just took for granted in your life, like they were always going to be there for you. So this year, nothing's for granted. And as this month, as things get smoother and they start leveling out and things go a little easier for you, just watch, people's buttons are right at the surface. And it's going to take nothing to push somebody's button. So this whole month, according to what I've been looking at in names, is all about relationships. And if it's a good, solid relationship, it'll get better. And if it's a testy relationship or one that ought to go their separate ways, you're going to find out this month. It's like this month, the clarity is going to come. And when the clarity comes, I was just on the phone right before the show. And what I was telling the person, and therefore I said, when the clarity comes and you get that aha, because you're getting breakthroughs, right? You're getting that aha, now I get it, now I understand it. When that happens, you know, don't say, oh, now I get it, whatever. You don't need to share that because it lets the other person know that it took you this long to figure that out. You know, they don't need to know that. And they don't need to know that it took you that long. So that can always be a little bit of mystery. And stuff. There's two things that I've heard recently on relationships that keeps going round and round in my head. And one of them is that the person who cares the least controls the relationship. Now, when it first hit me, I thought, how could that be? That's not true. And when I heard that, I was like, how could that be that the person who cares the least controls the relationship? And I will let you know right after I talk with Jean from Connecticut. Jean, you're on the line. What's your question? Hey. Welcome.
Hi, Sharon. I really like your show. I like your guests, everything about it. It's fantastic.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Yeah. Well, you mentioned this relationship month, so I wanted to ask you about something that I'm going through, which is exactly that.
It's the month, let me tell you. At least you can say, guess what? I'm not alone. It's not just me.
Well, that's a good thing, yeah.
You know, it is the month, and I think it's the month that everybody's going to get really clear and really straight in their relationships, which actually in the long run is a good thing, but in the short run can really hurt. Okay, so
exactly.
What's your question?
Well, I don't really have a question. I just called to say thank you and say hi. And I guess I could ask if it would be a smooth transition for me the coming months.
Okay, I'm looking at October for you, okay? And this month is a lot smoother than the last two. And mm-hmm. then September is kind of like an adventure. But when mm-hmm. I'm looking at October for you, watch your finances. I think you might get unexpected expenses or something that you're not used to, or you might want to go on a trip and that's an unexpected expense. Okay, I'm not saying the unexpected expense is a bad thing. Okay. I mean, it could be all of a sudden you have an opportunity for real and it's so inexpensive and it's something you always want to do that now's the time to shell out. Okay.
Or
so it could be
house.
A good thing. Yeah. But I'm just saying in October, watch your monies, you know?
Okay.
So if you know now, you've got 2 months to get ready for an unexpected expense.
Okay. Are you basing that on my name or?
Uh-huh. I'm basing that on your name. The part of it I can see. in the computer when Don gives it to me. But yeah, I would be concerned about October for you. And then you want to make sure this December that you're not overspending. And so other than that, I think that this last half of your year is going to go a lot better for you than the first half. I think you said to the universe, okay, I'm going to have my breakups the first half and then I'll have my breakthroughs the second half instead of jumbling them together. You know, nice and organized. It's like you're very neat and compartmentalized at different times. Okay, very organized, and you have a good memory. Mm-hmm. So you said, if I have to go through this, then let me do this part that I don't like first, and then let me do that part that I will like.
Makes sense. Okay, cool.
Okay, because you got a real generous heart, and you're absolutely brilliant. And so what you've gone through the first 6 months is going to give you a lot of insights coming now. Okay, so that's the good thing. And the hardest thing, because you have so much heart in your name and so much really honest caring for other people, Jean, that when a breakup occurs or a friendship breaks up or somebody isn't congruent in themselves and walking their talk, I think you carry that pain a long time. And so the hardest thing is to be able to say, okay, God bless you. Thank you for the time we had together. I enjoyed it. And because I care so much about you, I'm not going to stand in your way to go on your path and do what you need to do. And that's
pretty
tough.
Accurate. Yeah.
Hey, yes, it's hard.
Yeah.
Right. And then just hope that some pathways are kind of like circle eights. Okay. You know how the eight, you go out from the center and everybody's going in their different direction, but then you've got to cross, right? Mm-hmm. To get to the other mm-hmm. half of the eight. So paths can cross again. And if you've let go with love, then when the path crosses again, it can be like an octave higher and it can be that much more valuable. So, I mean, that's what I'm doing. I'm watching relationships go skewy, and some are like 50 years old. You know, the relationships literally lasted 50 years. And it's just like, God bless these people and the screwiness that's going on. And you know, may they have a smooth trip on their path, and occasionally say, and may our paths cross again. And then you just let it go. And what's really cool in your name is that you've got your heart leads, but you've got really excellent balance, because around your heart letter is your brain letter and your brilliance letter, your intuition. Okay. I mean, you couldn't have set it up better. And so during this time, just know that it's going to be a whole lot easier for you to see the balance and get your ahas than it will be for most.
All right. That's very encouraging. Thank you. And even my name isn't spelled J-E-A-N, though. I probably should have prefaced that.
How do you spell it?
Two N's and an E. So J-E-A-N-N-E.
That's how he's got it spelled down here for me.
Oh, that's great. I'm surprised.
Yeah, that's what I was reading. Uh-huh. That's exactly how he got it spelled. Okay? Oh, cool. So you're good, right?
Yeah.
Hey, you know what, too?
I'll let somebody else.
You came on the planet. Just one last thing. You came on the planet to lead others in a pathway and a direction and an understanding that people did not have before. Okay? So be proud of that and just go do it. Just trust that intuition. Trust what you're getting in your heart. Just trust it and go with it. And then watch how you follow your heart's desires, how other people start lining up and following you. Okay, because you're supposed to lead in that way. You lead without leading. I don't know how to say it a different way, but
I have no interest necessarily in leading. But.
Right. And you don't have any of the letters in your name that say you need to lead. But what you do is by you living your life to your best and highest, as you're meant to go exploring and experiencing new things, other people will say, I want what she has, and they'll get behind you and follow.
I see.
And that's how you lead. You lead by being the example. Mm-hmm. Okay?
Thank you, Sharon.
Hey, you're welcome, Jean. Wish you the best.
Thanks a lot. Okay, bye.
Okay, bye-bye. Okay, Ethna, I think that's how it's pronounced. Please correct me if I'm wrong, from New Jersey.
Yes, that was perfect.
Oh, yay! All those years being a school teacher and all those different names I've seen has paid off. What can I do
for you? Well,
that
was a very good pronunciation. No, I wanted to know if you could give me a little insight in terms of jobs, because all I've been doing is working part-time jobs, and they don't make a lot of money, and I feel like I'm stuck. And also, I wonder sometimes if I should be moving, but then at this point, I can't really afford to move.
Okay, so affording to move and moving is two different things. Okay, so you're asking about jobs and moving. I would prefer your whole last name, but if not, can I have just the first letter of your last name?
Oh, that's all right. The last name is Gallagher, G-A-L-L-A-G-H-E-R.
So it's the normal spelling. Okay. And I think, and you must have spelled your name for Don, our wonderful producer. Okay, so it starts with an E-I, correct?
The first name is E-I-T-H-N-E.
N-E, yeah. You must have spelled it for Don, because that's how he's got it down here. Okay. So, and it looks to me like a German pronunciation for the name.
It's an old Gaelic name.
Old Gaelic, well, close. Okay. So, okay, give me just a second here.
Yeah, I'd appreciate a little insight. I really feel a little stuck right now.
I'm just trying to figure out. Timing just takes me just a moment here.
No, that's fine.
Okay.
I'd rather be accurate.
Yeah. I don't think this is not good timing for you to move. It doesn't look like that window opens until next March or April. Okay. And at March or April, look again and see if you want to move or not. Okay. You're moving west. It just looks, your name looks like it's going west, and it doesn't look like it's going far west. You know, you're not going to the west coast. You're not even going to the middle of the country. It just looks like you're going inland a little bit.
Okay,
hold on.
I mean, my parents are still here, and I normally wouldn't consider doing this, but I just feel like I don't feel like there's a lot of opportunities, and I really need to be making a lot more money than what I'm making in order, even just for long-term survival.
Right. And you're living in an expensive area of the country.
Yes.
But it looks like you're just going west. You know, it's just like, how do I want to say it? The way your name falls out, it doesn't look like you're going really north or south, and you're not going all that far west. It's just like you're going more west, maybe as far south as Pennsylvania at the very most. Okay.
Okay.
And I'm looking at New Hampshire would be a really good place for you. But it does
it's
not
funny,
look like Maine.
New Hampshire, I was just up there at the beginning of July, but it was a fluke. I had a little part-time job, and I was driving somebody up for something that was going on for about 4 or 5 days. It's just a fluke that I was there at the beginning of the month.
Did you like it?
Yeah, I did, but I lived in Connecticut as a child, so I always loved Connecticut.
Yeah. Connecticut works with you.
Tough.
I'm just saying, I'm looking at the names and comparing them. Connecticut works for you. New Hampshire works for you. Pennsylvania works for you. Okay. New Jersey's okay. It's not that it's bad, but it's not that it's great. It's kind of neutral.
Yeah. Yeah, that's
okay.
The way I feel. But I feel like I'm sort of treading water. I'm not going anywhere. And
well,
I'm getting anxious.
Are you in New Jersey now?
Yes.
Okay, well, that's why.
I'm in a lovely area, but it's getting very busy.
Yeah, but that's it's if you're living in a neutral place, it's like you've got to create all the oomph to go forward because it feels like the universe isn't supporting you. Okay.
No, not at all, actually.
Right. Well, and that's why I love to look at names and compare with different states and then cities within the states, you know, and where are you going to feel supported? Okay. And so Connecticut works, New Hampshire works, Pennsylvania works. Those are your three, because I don't see you with your name moving that far away. It's almost as if you've got to live close enough that in a day's drive, you could get to your parents if you needed to.
Right. Right. That
okay.
would be ideal.
Yeah.
But I'm worried about the opportunities to make money and even what my short-term future is going to be like. Forget about even the long-term.
I would look at September. I would start doing your research now and start applying. I would start applying. The end of this year looks so much better for you than the beginning. But it looks like, I mean, August is a decent month for you, okay? But when I'm looking at your name, it's like September's good, October's good, you know?
Because
you
of the
may
E's
apply,
and the O's?
Yeah, that's some of it, but I'm looking at the whole letter with your whole name. And you always
right.
want the first vowel, you know, to be compatible, because that's what you were just asking about the first vowel.
Right.
Okay? And November's good, and look at December's good, because they're all E's and O's.
Well, for the type of name I have, what type of job should I be looking at, focusing on?
You know, you've got to be busy. You've got to be doing something. You're a very good listener, and you're very good at giving other people advice. You know, you'd make a great mediator if you want to go through some courtrooms, give mediation training. Okay. And it's because you really listen and that you've had a ton of life experiences. And so you generally give very good advice. However, I don't know if mediation would float your boat simply because you would want to tell them where they're wrong.
I would.
You'd
what?
Listen to them and you would want to tell them where they're wrong, where their thinking is off. You know, if you were mediating between two people, you'd want to look at them and go, well, this doesn't work. Let me tell you that you kids can't do that. And you over here, you got to listen to this piece. You know, you'd want to straighten them out at the same time because you'd want them through straightening them out that their life would get better. I mean, you're doing it from good intent, but it may not go as smoothly, even though it says you make a good mediator. It may be frustrating
right.
for you. Okay, is what I'm saying.
No, I have a lot of contact with the public, and I realize that some of these jobs, even to help take care of somebody, even though it's not my educational background, you bring in some cash. but sometimes you're so isolated too. And, you know, it's very difficult today. I know they say the economy is good, but I feel like people can get jobs, but whether they can make a living and function is a whole different issue.
See, your name has so many dichotomies in it, and one of them is that you're very good with people, but they frustrate you. Okay?
True.
You know, that if they're not smart enough, if they're not logical enough, if they're not reasonable enough, if they don't have the same, what I want to say, ethical code that you would, it can be frustrating for you. So I do know that a way you can deal with people and they would, and when they like you, they pay you more, is if you drove not a taxi, but for Lyft. Okay. And I know there's others out there.
I don't even have a good enough car right now to have a certain type of car to be running around. And I've been very careful with that.
Okay. When that comes up for you, if that's ever a possibility, that's something that you would be good at. And I think you could work very short hours, like 5 hours a day, and make enough money to nicely live. Okay.
Yeah, I'd rather do something more academic and professional, but.
Well, have you?
I'm running out of options.
Well, I don't know your background. I can just tell you what your name says. Okay.
Yeah.
Your name also says you'd make a very good librarian.
Well, I do have a master's in international business, and I have dealt a lot with the public, and I've done a lot of market research, and I've gone into like different areas and done household studies and interviewed a lot of people. But I just felt, you know, at the time I felt my boss was taking 50% of everything I made, and it was, you know, even the client themselves were starting to cut costs. So, well, I just needed a little insight anyway, and I don't want to take up any more of your time.
Okay. Let me give you one more piece, okay? Have you gone to a headhunter and said to them, here's my background, and I would be really good as a managerial assistant because I'm good with people. Okay, and you can see how even things look pretty on a page. I mean, you just have an eye for different things. Okay, so spell out all your stuff, go to a headhunter and say, what would you recommend? Where would you like to put me? And I think it'd be worth your time. And headhunters, the good ones, do not charge you, the client. They charge the company that then hires you.
Yeah, I just feel like I've had a hodgepodge of life experience and not a logical track up. And sometimes I thought that maybe these headhunters wouldn't be interested in that.
I think the right headhunter would, because of what's being asked lately of people. And that hodgepodge gives you a lot of experience. Okay. And there's some other jobs that your name says you'd be good for, but they don't pay. And we don't want to just repeat the they don't pay jobs.
The same pattern,
okay?
I know.
Yeah, we don't need to repeat that. But the good thing is, I want to know how old you are right now so I can see when this is going to occur.
Yeah, what's your current 60.
Okay. So it's like you've got a year and a half to go. Okay. And then where your name says is that there's going to be a lot of changes, and then it's going to feel like spirit's just picking you up and holding you up, and doors are getting opened and you get opportunities and things work themselves out. But that doesn't come until your birthday at 64.
Oh, my birthday of what age?
64.
Oh, that's a ways away. Okay, I'll keep that in mind. But in the meantime, I can see it's going to be difficult.
Well, it doesn't
thank
to be.
You.
So, yeah. Well, I was going to say, and that's at 64. At 63, you've got too much work. So know that it's coming. Okay? It's coming because you're in your years of building self-confidence. I'm a
very young looking person, and I try to kind of not get involved in letting people know certain things, because then they kind of throw their attitudes and ideas about your age when they would really treat you differently, because they don't really know anything about you if they just look at you. So I just like people to respond to you as a person and not as your particular age, because sometimes I think that could be rather limiting.
Well, it can be, but when I did your name and I did the years in here, that tells me what you're going in and where you are and where you're going next. You know, it gives me the next steps. And so it always says what your focus is per year. And right now you're in a time period of where you're really building self-confidence. You're building skills, different skill levels, different. It's like you're collecting all your tools for what you're going to do next. So that's probably why you don't feel like there's enough money there, because this is a collecting time period of those kind of tools.
Yeah, I feel like I've been doing that for 30 years, though.
Well, it's definitely right now for where you are. And then you're going to find work, because the work letters come right after the gathering tools letters. And then comes this change factor.
And then comes the uplifting pick up.
Yeah, I think it will. And I literally think it, when I'm looking at your name, as you get older, life gets better. You know,
somebody had told me that a long time ago, but it's been kind of rough. And I started to wonder whether it was ever going to get better.
I don't think it's that far away from you. I think it starts getting better in about a year and a half. You know, I mean, to where you would be satisfied with it.
Okay. Well, I'll keep that in mind, and I don't want to hold you up because I know you have other calls.
All right. Thank you, Ethna, for calling in. Nice chatting with you.
Oh, it's a pleasure. Thanks so much for the advice. Bye-bye. Good night.
Bye-bye. Now, I always laugh and say I don't give any advice. I only make suggestions, and I share information. And the reason I do not give any advice is because I do not add vice to people's lives. Okay, so we have enough vices on our own. We don't need somebody else adding some. So I want to come back to how your name comes about to begin with, and how you come into that name when there were still only seven religions on the planet, before I very jokingly say, before they multiplied and divided and everybody kind of made up their own. And I do say that with my sense of humor. And what happened was that the seven religions that were here agreed on 10 basic things. And one of the things they agreed upon was that the incoming soul impresses upon the one that's going to name them what they want to be called. And therefore, we name ourselves. And that name, that birth name, lays out your timing. It lays out your personality. It lays out what you can do, where your gifts and talents are, how you're going to interact with others, the years of focus, where your focus is going to be. I think one of the most important things it does is it says what seven things that you came to learn in this lifetime. It's very rare that I see more than seven. I always think, those people ask for special dispensation for being hard workers wherever we are before we come here. And therefore, because they were overachievers, they were allowed to take on more than seven. But it is so, so rare. And yesterday I had a person that's even more rare than somebody taking on extra, is she only had six in her name. So I usually see seven. So I thought, okay, that soul's not on the earth, you know, after this lifetime much or whatever. Probably it'll get her lessons because she only has six. And how the name sets it up is our toughest lessons come at the very beginning of our name. And they come so that you have the entire lifetime to work on them. And then you grab the next lesson out of the name, and it, from where it lies in the name, it pretty much tells you what age it's going to start. And so the second lesson takes the next longest period of time and able to go ahead and complete. And I always want to say that the lessons number 5, 6, and 7, normally all the foundation for them, and a lot of times people will get them along the way. So by the time they hit that lesson in life, it is so easy to do because all the background stuff's already been collected along the way. And I feel that this may be the way it works, so that the seventh lesson is the quickest one to learn because now you have the least amount of time left to get it. Okay, and all that is hidden in the name. Then people say, well, what if I go by a nickname, or what if I change my last name, or what if? And there's a whole chapter in Know the Name, Know the Person called the What If chapter. It says, as I was flying around the world and giving talks on this, different people would ask me things, and I think, oh, that falls under the first letter of the name, which is your first impression you give people, or that falls underneath the last letter of the first name, which is the lasting impression people have of you, you know, or people would ask questions, and I could tell them where you get that, like the family name is the last name, and the type of people that you bring to you, that's your environmental influence, and the first name is who you are in the essence of you, and the middle name, if you have one, are the gifts that you're coming in that are very current that you've recently accrued, but you need for this lifetime. Okay. And then what happens is we drop the first and the middle name into the last name. So we're dropping the essence or the nature of who you are into the environmental surroundings. Okay. Or the nurture part of here and where the influence is. And we see how those two play. And it may sound a little complicated as I say you're dropping it in, but when I teach the class on how to do this and everybody lays out the cards that we give them with the, you know, that they've made with the letters on it and what they mean and the keywords and everything, and they start taking away the cards for everything that they have in common and between the two names or anything that's compatible, and then they see what's left. And if you're looking at how somebody else is looking at your name, the other name you're comparing with, what's left in your name are the parts of you that they can have issues with or that are different enough from the parts of them that if you're talking to them about those things, it needs to go a little gentle, a little easy, don't push, because they're already ready to stand back and go, oh, I don't know about these parts. Okay? It's called where I call the buttons. Okay? That's where your buttons, you know, what's left in your name, that's where you can be pushing their buttons. And then when you look at their name and you see what letters are left after you've compared them with yours, you say, okay, this is where I'm pushing their buttons. And so you choose, do I want to push or do I want to pull or do I want to stay neutral? You know, do I want to sometimes push that button because it just feels good or it's an urge? Or do I want to be gentle and say, you know, how about if we agree to disagree here? Okay, you know, or you say, I would like to present with you just a different idea, a different viewpoint. It's kind of like right now with what's going on politically in our things, politics and religions have used to be such great debates, and I loved hearing everybody else's ideas. But anymore, everybody's wearing it like their sensitivity on their sleeve, and it makes it really, really hard, you know, to have a good discussion. And yet I love those good discussions because it helps expand the ability to see things from other people's points of view and occasionally even change your own point of view. So like one of my favorite people to discuss politics with is my son, literally because he looks at things differently than me, but he's got reason behind it and rationality. And we have the best discussions, you know, and then we both go away thinking. So I wish that was occurring more in our world. And that everything wasn't such a hot topic, but you know, we are where we are on this. Okay, Amy, you've been patient. Amy from California, how are you?
I'm great, Jerome. How are you?
I'm doing well, thank you. How can I be of service for you today?
Well, you're doing names today, right?
I am doing names.
Well, I have a man, Gene, G-E-N-E. And his last name begins with R. And I was curious, he's going to be my real estate agent, I believe, in my Tulsa rental selling. And I wanted to see what you thought about that name.
Well, what's the first letter past the R?
E.
E.
As
great.
Excellent.
Good.
Give me more if you want.
Yeah, I just needed to see how the R was going to be played, okay? Because one of the things that R stands for is the truth. And depending on what letter comes next to it depends on whether they're honest or not honest. You know, and there's other letters, too, that can say they're dishonest.
Sure, hold on. I gave you the wrong last name. There's two people going on over there. It's a B-R, like the word bread, B-R.
Okay, got it.
That's
okay, so thanks. When I'm looking at Jean, right? G-E-N-E.
Uh-huh.
Okay. You know, he looks fair. He's been taught fairness. And I think he's got a good heart. He's got a generous nature. He's flexible. He can do details. I think he's very good at what he does. I think the price that he offers or says that it ought to sell for or whatnot, it may make him a little money. It may cost you a little, but that's what you're paying in for not having to deal with the headaches that I feel like Gene's going to have to pay, you know, deal with.
Uh-huh.
Okay. So I think you've got a good one for you over there. And I, you know, we've talked about this before, and it may seem low what he's offering, but it needs work. And he knows the market. And by the time he gets through working, or you would have to pay to have that work done, you wouldn't be getting much more anyway.
Yeah.
You know, plus it's done and it's over with, and you've got a clean slate.
It's like a spider web. This property is like a spider web. The whole month of July just flopped over yesterday, and I laughed. I said, oh, my goodness. And it's all falling together again. But it, honestly, it is just one big cobweb. Oh, wow.
Yeah, and sometimes it's worth just to get unstuck.
Yeah.
You know? And think about how long you've been dealing with this and how much energy it's taken from you. And that you've given to it willingly and sometimes unwillingly, but it's still energy, right? And it's, you know, I know I looked at the numbers for you, and it's decent. Because if he does the work himself, yes, he makes a profit. But if you had to pay somebody to do the work for the amount that he's offering you the place, you'd lose the difference of the fee of what you want versus what he's offering by having to pay somebody to fix it. So yeah. I actually think it's fair. And I think he's very good at what he does. I think it's a win-win.
Great.
You know, I really do. And I just think about how would you feel if you were like 20 pounds lighter? Because it, and the reason I say that is because it feels like you're carrying like 100 pounds with you everywhere you're going, because it's constantly on your mind. It's constantly dragging you down. You know, and so you constantly got all this weight on you. And think if you just, you know, took the money and ran, as they say, and was happy with it, you wouldn't have to deal with the headache. And you've got a little bit of cash in your hand that then you can go do something else that you want to do. And there's no headaches and there's no restrictions. And I'm going to say that the market's going down. It's going to go down all the way through December. And then it'll start climbing up again. And do you want to have that headache and the repairs and everything else and wait for it to get back on its feet? The sooner the better you're done before the market loses value.
Awesome. Well, I'm on it. The yard's going to be cleaned up next week, and we're going to get a buyer on it.
Yes. And yay. And where I know that the market's going down through December is, you know, all those wonderful astrologers I had on the shows? On the previous shows, I've asked them.
Yeah.
And they all agree. They all agree. I always say, what's happening with our market? And that's where I got that from, because they all agree. No matter which way they're looking at the astrology, they all say the same thing. It's going down through December is low, and then it starts to go up slowly.
You are something else. You sure get great speakers along with yourself. I so appreciate it.
Well, thank you. Oh, you know what we're doing this month? Thank you, Amy, for reminding me. This month, I've got business people coming in. I am so excited because next week is J.P. McAvoy, and he is a business lawyer. And if I could brag about the clients he has that I know that I can't mention any names, but the clients he has are really top-notch businesses and really very successful business people. And he is so good at advising them. I was asking him questions a while back, and just his breadth of knowledge. So anything that has to do with business, you're going to want to call in next week and ask JP why you're not paying his $500 an hour fee.
Wow, that's awesome advice.
Okay, but the majority of this month is our business people. I've got two of them are lawyers, just different specialties, that are coming on, literally volunteering their time to say, okay, ask me, how can I help you?
Wow.
So, of you, like Amy, you've asked me, you know, some business questions. Other people have asked me business questions, and I thought I need to get, you know, my friends on that are in the business end of things. And so the majority, not all, but the majority of this month and next month are all people, like we start at the end of this month with people that help entrepreneurs that are working for themselves. And what do you need to do to be more successful? And so first we got to talk to the lawyers and make sure we're doing it right, get everything cleared. Then we're going to go into entrepreneur business people that help entrepreneurs.
That's great. My friend's going to love it because I was just talking to her and she had some business questions too. And she's going to be delighted about that.
Yeah. Awesome. So just keep looking at the newsletter on who's come and when. Excuse me.
Thank you so much. You're so fun.
Okay. Thanks, Amy. You have a good one. Okay. So I went past the time when we normally have our minute and a half interruption or great reminder of that you can learn how to do this for yourself or how you can get a hold of me. So we're going to break just for a minute and a half and hear the one short commercial I give you. Stay tuned.
How would you like to be able to read other people's minds? Well, the next best thing is here. When you know how to read a person's name, you know how the person thinks, feels, and behaves. Each letter in our name holds a key to unlock our true essence. Our name contains both our gifts and challenges in this lifetime. Nemology science discovers personality secrets hidden in the placement of the letters of our names, including the first and last impression people remember about us. Sharon shows us how to interpret the arrangement of letters as outlined in her book, Know the Name, Know the Person. Sharon Lynn Wyeth created Nemology Science after 18 years of research and testing her theories and has supported thousands of people around the world in understanding themselves and others better. You'll enjoy Sharon's unique teachings as she shares her system to learn the gifts behind your given birth name. Even if you don't like your birth name, there are jewels in this book. If you're thinking of changing your name, ready to name your child, or wanting to get along better with others, this is the book for you. If you'd like to improve your relationships and change your life for the better, get the book today, Know the Name, Know the Person, or visit www.knowthename.com. That's www.knowthename.com.
Welcome back to Know the Name, Know the Answers. Now, this is a show where you can always call in and get your questions answered or just listen and get ideas from other people. I'm always amazed if I'm listening to a call where people are calling in. I'm always like, oh, I can come up with a question. I want to call in because I love hearing what other people have to say. And yet it always amazes me the number of emails that I receive saying that people are just enjoying listening and don't feel the need to call in or want to make sure that they're not taking up somebody else's space or time or whatever. And I always look at it that I can tell who's new and who's not from my board that comes in. And so I don't want anybody concerned about that. I will always spread them out so that everybody gets in. And the other promise that we make to you is that if you're on hold and the show ends and you did not get to ask your question on air, if you leave your phone number with Don, our fabulous producer, all my guests understand that we will call you afterwards and make sure that you get that one question answered that you would have asked on air had you gotten through. So I don't want you concerned that you're taking up somebody else's spot. Okay? Just know that we're literally here to serve. It's all of our ways of giving back to the communities and the people that have been so gracious and good to us. If you would like to call in, the number is 888-627-6008. Again, 888-627-6008. And this is a very interesting month because we're going to have these business people on for the rest of the month. And I looked at my schedule and I thought every single time I'm going to be calling in from a different location, because this month and all the way through October, I'm pretty much traveling and will be in different areas. If you want to know if I'm coming to your area, then all you have to do is go to knowthename.com/schedule. And you'll see that in August, right now I'm in different parts of Tennessee. Then I'll be in Florida. Then I'll be in Mexico. And then in September, I'm in Paducah, Kentucky. And then a stop in Kansas, a stop in Austin and San Antonio in Texas, a stop in San Diego, California, and then in Ecuador. And so, and a stop in Phoenix in October, Arizona. So those are the places where I'm going. If you'd like more information, some of it's on the schedule page of knowthename.com, or you can always email us at info, short for information, at knowthename.com. And know the name is K-N-O-W, thename.com. We were talking earlier about how a baby chooses their name or how it's impressed upon the parents. So you get the name of your choice. But then some people say, oh, I just hate my name. And it doesn't matter whether you like it or you don't like it, because it lays out your entire plan. And then you can always change it and go by any name you want to. Okay. And so what happens is the birth name says what's going to happen when and how you're going to interact with others and who you're going to meet along the way. And it's like the birth name says your goal in life is to get from LA to New York. And then what name you're going by says how you're going to accomplish that goal. Okay. And the birth name will always give you clues. This is an easier route. That way's harder. But then it's up to free will choice. So there's a lot of ways to get from LA to New York. You can go directly, or you can take the southern route, or you can take the northern route, or you can zigzag. Okay. You can walk, you can hitchhike, you can drive a car. All of that, you can take a bus, a train, a plane, you know, but the name will indicate how you get on that airplane and do it the fastest. And so if you're in a tough spot or in a troubled spot in your world, it's really nice just to get a quickie session and see what is the name telling me about this time period, okay? And how do we get on that airplane and get there faster and get this goal accomplished? And speaking of traveling or on a car, the other thing I want to talk to you about is we have in our name what I call exit points already lined up, that there's no penalty for getting off the freeway of life. Just like on the freeway, when you're going down the freeway, there are exit points, and you can take off on an exit and go someplace else, or you have a choice to stay on the freeway and go further down the road. Well, the same thing, and every name has two or three. Occasionally, a name will have more, but the majority of names have two to three exit points along the way in the name, and it'll literally show you what ages those come at. And so far, when we're talking about exit points in a private, people say, oh, yeah, boy, that year, you know, and you can see, well, they might have wanted to choose to get off at this time. There's no penalty for leaving at an exit point because the rest of the cars on the freeway are still going. Now, when somebody has suicidal things, that's like an accident on the freeway. They didn't take the exit ramp that was already built in for them. They decided to get out now, and that's like an accident on the freeway. And what happens with an accident on the freeway? But all the other cars all around all get bunched up and piled up and inconvenienced, and it gets stacked up behind. And it's an inconvenience for everybody else around and a great sorrow for accident for those in the car. Okay? And so that's a similar type thing. And when there's a suicide, or what I call the accident on the freeway, it really hurts the people around because they start feeling, what could I have seen, or why didn't I see this coming, or what could I have done differently? And it's something that they don't forget. I mean, it really affects them. And yet it affects everybody around in their circles because we're all interconnected. Okay. And we're all in that same freeway of life going down the road. And so suicides are hard on people. And I know that when I was in charge in a school district of the counselors, we gave them suicide training for kids. And we gave them a phone number of the counselor, literally a home phone. And they also gave them mine, even though I was in central office. And they signed a contract that said, we will not commit suicide until after we've talked with one of you. And they literally made that promise so that we had a chance to tell them that we cared and that we were listening and that we were there for them and that we cared enough to give a home number with the understanding that they weren't going to spread it around. Okay. And this all came about because we had a very popular teacher that was the senior class president or advisor, and he was his department chair, and he committed suicide on campus over the weekend. And of course, anybody that had ever thought of it, even fleetingly, and I think it's normal to think of it. I think they're normal in everybody's life where you get down and things are tough, and it's just really hard to see a way out. And I just think that's part of life, and that's very normal. And the time is just breathe. Eventually, it'll get better. Maybe not right away, but eventually it gets better. And if you can focus on the good times of life and see how they are like a sine wave and they go up and down and up and down. And so then the parts that aren't as good, you say, I wonder what lessons I have to learn from here. And I will tell you, there have been some really biggies that I've made, and I'm sure everybody has. I willingly admit mine, and especially when they cost me a lot of money. And I think, wow, look what that mistake cost me to learn that piece of information. Okay. And I really feel that when we're sharing information one with another, because everybody's got information that somebody else doesn't have. Okay. And when we're sharing with each other, what we're really saying is, this has been my experience, and this is where it cost me either emotionally or mentally with peace of mind being gone or you know, financially. And we're sharing information so that you can learn from my experiences versus having to do that yourself. Or, you know, we can all learn from each other's experiences. Okay. And I think it's really important to be able to share that. And I'll tell you, there is such a beauty in age. And I read names for everybody that is 10 and above for themselves. And if they're younger than 10, then I read it for the parents to help give them some guidance on where the children are, where the talents are, where's the best use of, you know, the time and everything, and how to best support their child. But what's gorgeous about that is as we get older, we've had more life experiences, and therefore we have more to share on the knowledge part. The thing that confuses me the most or amazes me the most, if you want to look at it that way, is when people don't really understand why they're here or what's their purpose or what drives them. And I hear so many people saying, oh my gosh, they've now got a new lease on life once they've had a name reading, because it literally spells it all out. And it takes a lot of information. It takes your parents' birth names, and it takes your birth name, and then it takes every name you've ever used. And so that to get a really thorough, very, very good, you know, accurate reading. And I can do quickies here on the part of the name I have, but the details would just surprise you once I have all that other information also. So, Eric, real quickly, thank you for holding. How can I be of service for you today?
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Hello? Okay, cool. Yes. I wasn't sure. I didn't hear the line go live. Anyways, so are you doing name readings, or are you still doing the medical intuitive readings?
No, name readings, but talk fast because we only have 3 minutes left. What can I do for you?
Okay. Well, I was wanting to know more about my name, and also, where things were kind of headed for me based on what my name is and all that stuff.
Okay, what's the first letter of your last name?
S.
Thank you. So you are one smart cookie, Eric. And is it right that you end your name in C and not a K, correct?
That is correct. It's with a K.
Okay. Oh, it's with a K.
Yes.
Okay. So you'll always figure out how to have money because that just keeps you at peace and everything. You have a very decorative eye. What I mean by that is if a picture's crooked on the wall, you're going to walk by and straighten it out. You can tell what looks good and where it looks good. You have an engineer's mind. You can put things together. You can figure things out. You're a detective. You could also have been a lawyer, but I think you'd be happier as an engineer. Okay?
I'm way happier as an engineer.
Yeah, exactly. But you've got a really good eye, but that eye is used also for being able to know where things go and how things fit in because it's connected to a scientific mind. Okay, so you have both the good eye and a scientific mind with it. You're very independent. You need physical touch. It's like you've been taught that if you're loved, people touch you. You know, you get your hugs, you get your kisses, you get your whatevers. Okay, you equate that with love. Yeah, exactly, because that's in your name. That's how you know that you're loved. So we all want to have more love, right? So that's in there. Also, I wouldn't be surprised if you were seeking higher truths. Because you have a combination in your name that says you're seeking to know more and it relates around the truth. So it wouldn't surprise me if you were the way the combination is that you were seeking different truths by reading about different religions or different faiths or different philosophies. Okay. And then even experimenting with some of them. What would my life look like if I believed this or believed that? Okay. One of the things in your name that would really serve you and that is if you became a meditator. And I don't know if you're already doing meditation, but that would really up you. Oh, you are?
Yes, I am.
Good. Excellent. Because that's your pathway to help you clear out whatever's in the way for you to go ahead and get those higher truths and higher knowledge. And I think from your name that you're downloading a lot of the information. I wouldn't be surprised if you were an inventor with that engineering stuff.
As a matter of fact, I've taken my software discipline to new areas that people would not have even have thought of. Yep. So, yeah.
Well, there you go. That's all in your name. How do you like that? And that's a really quickie. There's a ton more. If I have more of the name, but unfortunately,
you nailed it.
Amazing, huh? That's what I said. Yes. It depends on what part of the name I have, what I can tell you. And unfortunately, we are out of time. Thank you, everyone, for listening to the name. Know the answers. This is your host, Sharon Lynn Wyeth, and you can get a hold of me most easily at info, short for information, at knowthename.com. And the website is knowthename.com. Thank you and have a fabulous week. And we'll be here next Thursday with JP McAvroy. And he is a business lawyer, top notch, wonderful man, willing to share his information with you. So please make sure you stay tuned next Thursday. All right. Good night, all.